Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am happy and blessed to know that you're listening in and that you're here. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Today, we are talking about a topic that we rarely talk about, and that is authenticity. So one of the things that I am learning is that when you are authentic, there is a real implications with that. And what I mean with that is, like, there's a real deliverance, there's real blessing, there's a real things that come from being authentic. I have learned that authenticity should start where we are. We should be honest, we should be transparent, and that through this journey, being a Christian, we have to learn how to be real. It's easy for us to say things, right? It's easy for us to say, I'm doing well, and we're not, right? I feel like the world really knows how to implicate this in their personal lives, or just on the internet. I mean, all of the things, right? So when you think about it, our relationships, everything that we're connected to, if we're not being authentic, we surround ourselves with that actual behavior. And so when we think about relationships today, we think about, you know, various methods, right? Like cell phones, social media, texting, you know, emojis. Like, we connect through those things, just to name a few. However, if we're honest, despite the amazing communication channels available, it's become more challenging for us to develop genuine relationships. I'm sure we all can raise our hand and talk about how our relationships have changed throughout our lives, and what we think as real is not, and what we thought was fake is real, right? I'm pretty sure we all can talk about that in our own journeys. What I'm learning is, how can we relearn as the body of Christ to disciple others through real connection? And this is what we need to do. So when we look at Jesus, we see the ultimate example of how to cultivate a genuine connection. And he is clear about, number one, who he was, right? And his mission. And above all, he was truthful, right? He said, I have come not to be served, but to serve, and I have come to do the will of the one who sent me, right? And so that's a lot to unpack. But, like, when I think about my marriage, one of the things that I start, when I start with, like, home. It's all great to look great, to have things, and to have people be inspired about your life. But there's another thing is when you come home that you can say, or your wife or your kids can say, this is who my dad or my mom is. So loving my wife, right, as Christ loves the church, and giving his life for her, and having difficult conversations, right? So God has helped me appreciate this value of authenticity, because I've been able to have real conversations with my wife. We've been able to talk about things that I didn't think we could talk about. Being 11 years in the game, God has really changed our approach. We've always talked, but now it's like the older you get, the more comfortable you get, and it's hard when you have to have these conversations. So 1 Timothy 3:5 says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? Wow, that's like, whoo, That's a hard one, right? That's the one that's like, man, that's a dagger, right? But when I learned how to steward my relationship with my wife, to focus on the things that people often overlook, I developed these skills, and it helped me create an atmosphere of openness and honesty with others. So in essence, I'm saying, when you take care of your home, when you manage your family well, right, you have these open conversations. I don't know how many times I've had conversations with my kids when I dropped the ball. It's like, hey, daddy dropped the ball. I am sorry. I was having a day. Please forgive me, right? I mean, going back to my daughter, looking her in the face, like, hey, daddy dropped the ball. Going to my son's, daddy dropped the ball, right? Going to my wife, daddy dropped the ball. And so there is some healing in this process when we give up and we're authentic and say, hey, I dropped the ball. This was not what God intended for us. This is not easy, right? But I'm saying this because I need to say it so that I can lean into the awkward. I can lean into how I'm really like expose it, right? So authenticity basically means we're embracing vulnerability. Jesus exemplified the ultimate vulnerability by being almost naked on a cross, mocked and humiliated. I've learned to share my weaknesses, right, with my wife. I've learned how to just expose the enemy by being authentic. And so we can reflect this way. When Jesus connected with us on the cross, there was authenticity and vulnerability because Jesus was showing weakness, right? And so this is the perfect picture in 2 Corinthians 12:9. It says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So in other words, when we're authentic, when we're vulnerable, right, God is being exalted. So it's the opposite of what the world thinks. The world thinks if you cover it up, you look good, right? But really on the inside, you're having a difficult problem and you can't solve it because you're fighting with covering it up. But what Jesus wants us to do, what he does is he exposes it. He talks about it, right? He has conversations. And when he has these conversations, he's bringing it to the forefront. And I think that's what we should be doing, right, guys? We should be having these conversations at home so that we can represent Jesus well in the world. And I think there's a lot of, if you look around, there's a lot of people, right, that say they represent Christ, but they're not being authentic. They're being authentic to the fake. They're not being authentic to the real. And they say they are, they share a little bit, but they're not saying, hey, like, my kids, if someone got on here, if my wife got on this podcast, if my kids got on this podcast, would they really be able to share their heart and tell people who I really am? Would they feel comfortable, right? You should ask yourself that question. Are the people closest to you, do they feel comfortable with who you are? Do they see you act different when you're around this person or when you're in this event or where you're at this place? Or are you authentic to who you are in the private and in public, right? And Jesus was that. So when I think about that, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Another key principle I've learned about being authentic is the importance of transparency. As a leader, taking on additional responsibilities and feeling accomplished when completing them or seeing their successes definitely has an impact, right? However, it's important to remember that it's okay to say no, right? Like, you want to continue to do things. You want to say yes to this. You want to do that. But it's important for us to say no to some things so that God can work through us, that God can help us. God can help the fruits of our hearts, right? And so what the question is that I ask myself a lot of the times, I check my heart before making decisions by considering my choices and how they affect my family, So I would ask myself the question, how are my wife and children doing, right? How are they doing? Like, I can know, like, I know the temperature of the home, and if my kids are a certain way, I know if I'm right or if I'm doing right, because I can see their behaviors. Like, God has given fathers, right? We have the vision of the house, and so we can see the behaviors that go on, and we can see if it's going good or if it's going bad, right? You can see the spiritual implications there, right? So, and then also ask myself, what would I need to sacrifice if I said yes to this opportunity? Like, what would you need to sacrifice in order to say yes to this opportunity? Are you sacrificing your time with God? Are you sacrificing your daily personal encounters? Are you sacrificing something that, like, you're supposed to be doing just to have pleasure? Like, what are you doing? And you should be asking yourself the question, are you going low, right? Are you going low or are you going high? Most of the time, if you're going high, that means you need to go low, right? If you're going low, let God exalt you, right? And this is the walk that we should all be walking, right? And so practicing transparency has helped me foster health and clarity for myself and those around me. So, like, when you get your home right, when you get your personal walk right, God allows you to touch others, and you're able to correct, you're able to love people correctly, you're able to see with a clear lens because you are corrected at home. So I challenge you, if you're in a state where you're like, man, I'm looking at my life right now, and personally, I don't feel confident about where I am. I don't. And it's okay. We all feel that way sometimes. Like, I don't always feel confident about where I am. I actually just expose when I'm not confident so that God can give me confidence. And that's the importance, guys. Like, it's not about being perfect, right? Like, we're not perfect, but we're perfect in Christ. Like, our strength is made perfect in our weakness. So when we're saying, Lord, I'm weak, we are exalting him and we're allowing him to get the glory so that he can give us what we need to make us strong. So I want to encourage you on that, guys. So really, how can we as the body of Christ relearn how to help or disciple others with genuine connection, like genuine connection, right? We want genuine connection. We have to embrace the value of authenticity. We need to engage in the pretense instead of we disciple, and saying that we disciple through real relationships, right? So I wanna help you, right? Like, in order for you to help others, you have to be honest with yourself. That's how you help people see Christ. It's not about I know everything or I have everything. It's about I don't know everything and I seek God to know how to govern my life. And so I challenge you, how are you seeking God in this season? How are you being vulnerable? How are you being transparent? It plays a big role in how God uses you in your life and outside of your home. It helps you understand what true connection with God is and with others. And so I challenge you that just invite the Holy Spirit in today. Just say, Lord, like, I want to be authentic. And what does that look like? I don't want to play it safe. I want you to get the glory out of my life. But the way I need to do it, I'm doing it wrong, Lord. I just want you to ask the Lord right now where you are. Father, I just pray for this person that's listening today. And I ask, Lord, that you would open up their minds, open up their hearts. Lord, allow them to be authentic, Lord, because you already know what they're feeling. You already know what they're going through. You already know what they're hiding, Lord. But I ask, Lord, whatever it is, may you expose it, Lord. May they have the strength, Lord, the courage to expose the enemy. Lord, I just ask that you would give them the mind of Christ, that they would expose the enemy and say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, that my strength is made perfect in my weakness. Lord, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so, Lord, I ask, if there's someone weak right now and they're going through a season right now, where they're trying to figure out who they are, their identity. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would reveal that to them, that you would allow them to be vulnerable, Lord, because that's all you want is a relationship. And so, Lord, as you bless them with your relationship, Lord, may you bless their relationship with others. May they see you in them, Lord. May they be fulfilled. May they be transparent. May they be transformed, Lord, in the likeness of your Son. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. And we give you honor today because this is the day that you have made. Amen.